But first, it's party time for the prehistoric people who built Stonehenge. Scientists working in southern England have unearthed a major prehistoric village less than 2 miles away from Stonehenge. They say most likely the people who built the famous stone circle monument some 4,000 years ago called this place home and periodically threw great feasts and parties. The site is called Durrington Walls and seems to have been one half of a large religious complex. Mike Parker Pearson, leader of the Stonehenge Riverside Project, joins us now on the line from his office in Sheffield, England, to tell us more about their findings.
Well, the site itself has been known for 200 years. And in fact, in the 1960s, there was a major excavation because a highway was built straight across it. And it was during that excavation in 1967 that archaeologists found part of an enormous timber circle. Now, we've been back to it this year, and we've investigated the other half of that timber circle, and interestingly, we found all these houses that were built around it. It's very similar in size and plan to the stones at Stonehenge. And, of course, this wasn't sitting in isolation. The big discovery this year was 8 houses, and we know that they're just the tip of the iceberg. We can see at least another 25 of those in the area near where we've been digging, and I suspect that there are many, many more up this valley where this monument is located.
And it sounds as though you have a very good theory as to who built these houses and why.
Yes, we think that these are the houses of the builders, that the coincidence in dates, and they're gathering in large numbers. And another really interesting aspect is just the sheer quantity of trash that is being left around the houses, even inside of the houses, because we have the abandonment layers on the floors so that we can see, we can actually see where the cooking was done and where somebody else was sitting working away at their crafts. It's broken pots, broken flints, and there's an enormous number of animal bones, something in excess of 50,000 animal bones. We're seeing whole joints of meat, half eaten and thrown away, with all the bones still in articulation for ribs, spare ribs, basically, amongst other things. And this to us is an indication that they're feasting, that they're really having a hell of a party, and that there's no expense spared, there's extravagance all round, and that they must be killing hundreds and maybe even thousands of pigs and cattle as part of the celebrations. It's exactly the sort of thing we expect to find with monument builders, because when you're doing something like this, it can't be just all stick and no carrot. You've got to have something to entice groups of people from many distant communities to come together for an event like this. And of course, if you can put on the really best feast and party, then of course they're going to come for miles around and they won't mind doing a bit of hard work pulling stones.
Basically, you think these are the people that built Stonehenge?
Yes, and I think they're engaged in these two separate building projects at the same time. They're putting up the stone one, they're putting up the timber one. There's a very clear contrast emerging, that Stonehenge is really a building site associated with human remains, whereas Durrington Walls, it's surrounded by houses. There's enormous partying going on. So you get a feeling of this complete contrast, that in one place, they're not depositing very much in the way of trash. What is being deposited there are the remains of the dead. And in the other, it's a party on down.
Mike, thanks very much.
Okay.
That was Mike Parker Pearson, the leader of the Stonehenge Riverside Project. To read more about their discoveries and to check out photos of Stonehenge and Durrington Walls, go to nationalgeographic.com/news.